I'm on today's Grammar Girl podcast. If you've never listened to Grammar Girl or heard of Grammar Girl, it's a great show. Mignon Fogarty is the host, and she talks about grammar stuff, and it's from the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. I used to sell ads for it. I haven't done that in many years. But a great show that I've always loved, and then Mignon asked me to be on it, which was cool. And we talked about word games, specifically Lexdot Games word games. So pretty pleased with that. If you are interested in hearing me babble about games in ways that I haven't, even on this podcast, check it out. Grammar Girl, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your daily Lex.
First of all, I would like to ask and ensure that all of you are doing your best work to manifest the Eagles winning on Sunday in the Super Bowl, because that is very top of mind for me pretty much at all times. I also had a funny experience with the Eagles merch store today, which sent me an unprompted email saying, hey, we promised you you'd get your other Eagles merch by the Super Bowl, and we still think you will, but it was supposed to have shipped already and hasn't. So just in case it arrives late, here's 30% off your next purchase at our store, which, great, but I want my Saquon Barkley jersey, folks. I want it. We'll see. I think it'll come, but who knows? Switching to behind-the-scenes logistics stuff, I noticed my microphone is recording way louder in Logic than it was before, and I have no idea why. For several days, ever since I got a new microphone to replace one that I've had for many years, it's been coming in quieter, so I had to do various things to boost things here in Logic as I record for this very podcast and other things. But today it's coming in hot, and I've changed nothing. I guess I restarted the computer since the last time, but it's possible. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know why I'm suddenly louder. Hopefully it's roughly the same volume to you, but it feels like I'm peaking a little bit when I'm looking at these waveforms. Is this interesting content? Probably not. I told a pal of mine recently, a pal who said that he thought my listeners could be getting sick of hearing his name because he comes up too much, so I'm not mentioning who it is. I'm going to call him Schmein Schmoren. I told him recently that I thought I needed to reinvigorate your Daily Lex a little bit. I thought I needed better topics. I came into this episode without much topic other than Go Birds and that Eagle story, but it is a renewed focus for me coming up with clever, thoughtful, fun, engaging topics for this very show. My kids had a snow delay this morning, and they were very excited. 90-minute delays. Again, when I was growing up, we got 1 hour or 2 hour delays, and we never knew the night before. You'd listen to the radio in the morning. For me, it was 102.5 FM, WRFY, Y102. And Y Missing came pretty far in the list alphabetically, so you had to listen to all the other schools, Antietam, whatever, Antietam. So when you heard the Antietams, you knew that it was a long time until they were going to get to Y Missing. But we'd have a 1 hour or 2 hour delay. Very exciting. But my kids last night, we got the emails and phone calls all at once, indicating a 90-minute delay for today, which is great because, man, I got to sleep in on a non-sleep-in morning, and my kids got to sleep in. Now, Liam thought that he should get to stay up 90 minutes late, and I didn't allow it because I was like, listen, bro, your alarm wakes you up. That means you're not getting as much sleep as your body might want. So you can have a 30-minute extra stay-up time, but this way you'll get more sleep. He thought this was very stupid, but it's okay. This is what being a dad is all about. Annoying your children. At least that's my approach. Anyway, I'd love to tell you even more things, but I have to go back to the drawing board and come up with more great topics for this show, which I'm going to work on. And we're going to come back with a vengeance. I don't think I'll have an episode tomorrow. So the next time we talk, the Eagles will be Super Bowl champions. Amazing. Two-time Super Bowl champions. I mean, they've already been. You get it. Anyway, I love you. Goodbye.
Lex.
The second I pressed stop on this recording, I got a text from the Eagles saying my gear has shipped. So something went right, and it says it'll arrive tomorrow. That's before the Super Bowl, folks.